You're listening to the home of cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk right here on LA Talk Radio. You just found the very best in original talk radio broadcasting on the internet. It's LA Talk Radio. We say what we want. What we want. You're listening to On the Couch, On the Couch with Dr. Michelle on LA Talk Radio.
And you are on the couch with Dr. Michelle. Welcome to my couch. And you know what? During our 50-minute session today, I pretty much know that you're going to get some things worked out in your mind and hopefully apply them. You know, life is always changing, right? We have to cope with managing our emotions and relationship problems, including our family dynamics, of course. That's a whole other show. We have to cope with finances and issues in the workplace and on and on and on. So probably the greatest need we all have to really take care of, really, when you think about it, is to be calm. Yeah? Is to be clear in our minds. To be confident during times of stress and change. And this is what so many clients I work with talk about. They're trying to find their emotional balance and strength and basically boost their coping skills so they can function every day. And in order to do this, it's really crucial to learn how to get out of your own head, relax, and get rid of those unwanted thoughts and memories and feelings and negative beliefs and ruminations and perseverations. And boy, wouldn't it be nice just to get rid of it for a while and be able to cope with it every day? Well, you're going to learn how today, because my special guest is going to help you with all of these things and more insights. She's a renowned psychologist, professor, relationship expert, workshop leader, and of course, award-winning author of so many books, Dr. Brenda Shoshana. Welcome, Brenda. Nice to have you with me.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. It's lovely to be here today with you.
It's always great to have you on my show. And
Thank you.
Really, I mean, most helpful. Your books are amazing, and I would like to share also at the end of the show many of the other books that you have written that are diverse, which
yeah,
is wonderful.
That's true, they are.
I love that because, you know, you are so knowledgeable in all realms of psychological help, along with your own teachings, and you've been a student, as you call yourself, for 30 years. You're a student of 30 years. You're pretty close to becoming masterful at that, I think, Brenda.
Well, I don't know. I hate to take the, you know, call anybody masterful. You know, once we start with the ego propping ourselves up,
it's
better to call ourselves a student or a practitioner.
Oh, you're so right. That's that darned ego, isn't it, huh?
Well, you know, it's dangerous, too, because then people begin to think that you have their answers.
Yeah.
And, of course, nobody has anyone else's answers. All we can do is help people find their own answers. And we can do that, but that's about it.
That is so true, Brenda. And, by the way, if you would like to maybe get some answers, or not real straightforward answers, but insights to finding your own answers, you can call us here live on the air. If you have a question for my special guest, Dr. Brenda Shoshana, that number here is 323-203-0815, 323-203-0815, or if you're a little shy and you don't want to get your voice on the air, you can email me instantly at docmichelle@aol.com. That's docmichelle@aol.com. I tend to get a lot more emails because folks don't want to go on the air live. So what?
Okay. Well, any way they want to connect, we're both, I know both of us, very happy to hear from them.
So true, Brenda. And, you know, do not be disappointed if I do not get to your email. We usually have them stacked up as soon as the show goes on. So be patient, and I will eventually get back to help you after the show. Of course, you can always download the shows. replay.
Isn't that nice?
Tomorrow they'll be available, and they're also available for free on iTunes. It's just On the Couch with Dr. Michelle. So there you go, folks. Today we're talking about your latest workshop, Brenda, called The Choice.
Yes.
And that's coming up real soon, Sunday, May 20th to Tuesday.
That's right. That's going to be our third one, right? Ooh. The Choice,
yep.
Sunday, May 20th, yep. Exactly.
Can you tell us more about that and what they're going to be exploring in your workshop?
Well, this particular workshop, it's really about empowering everyone to realize that that they have a choice and how to make choices. Many of us do not know how to choose, believe it or not. We're racked back and forth. Should I do this? Should I do that? We don't know how to take back responsibility for our lives. And in this workshop, we learn not only how to choose, but as soon as we do choose, how to let go of all of the stuff that comes up, all of the tension, the obstacles, the questions. We really learn how to release and how to let go of whatever is in the way, mm-hmm. and how to live, actually, to discover, to get in touch with our own dream and our own life. As I say, live the life meant for you. Don't get caught in someone else's dream. It's a very powerful but a very simple workshop, and we do a lot of releasing in the workshop. Mm-hmm. We do some role-playing. We do a lot of fun, a lot of fun. And it's what you really receive in this are some time-tested techniques for centering, for releasing, for dissolving negativity, mm-hmm. and then essentially for making room for that which is real for you and important and valuable to appear in your life.
Mm. And, you know, that's so important. Many of my listeners have been to so many different workshops, but your workshops, Brenda, there's really excellent feedback because you do so awesome. You take the time. You take days. And also the choice is based on your book, Fearless, The Seven
yes.
Principles of Peace of Mind.
Yes, so, it's based on Fearless, and it's also based on years of study that I did in the with Lester Levinson, the releasing teacher.
Yes.
The Sedona releasing method's in there, some of it's in there, and the book is there, and all my years as a Zen student and practitioner, I put it together in a kind of way that I hope people can really get the most value from.
Mm. As you know, folks, you are on the couch with Dr. Michelle, my special guest, Dr. Brenda Shoshana, today, and we're talking about not only her workshop coming up, which hopefully you can attend if you're closer to the East Coast or wherever you live. You really might consider this. It's coming up very soon, and that'll be on May 20th to Tuesday, May 22nd.
It's all day Sunday, and then it's in the evening.
Oh.
I think we're going to be doing it Wednesday evening, May 23rd. That's what the evening part is, just from 7 to 9:30, and then on Sunday it's all day from 10 to 6.
Thank you for clarifying that.
It's not 3 days. It's one full day and an evening, and then we have follow up workshops based on the skills that are learned, and those go on once you've taken this basic course.
Oh, that's great. So anyway, how can folks get in touch with you if they'd like to know more about your workshop, Brenda?
Well, you can reach me at my email, which is topspeaker@yahoo.com. And there's also a website describing the course. It's called achosenlife.org, www.achosenlife.org. Mm-hmm. And it kind of describes it.
That's so cool. Well, as I mentioned, your workshop is based upon your book, largely based upon your book, Fearless.
Yes, it is.
One of my favorite books. Well, I like all your books, actually. It's The Seven Principles of Peace of Mind. It's a must-read, folks. So I'd like to just sort of get into that so we can touch on some of the principles, because so many listeners really ask me questions about getting mm-hmm. peace of mind. So you talk about things in our lives, you know, that steal our peace of mind. Can you elaborate on some of those things, Brenda?
Absolutely. You know, we think that the things that steal our peace of mind are outside of ourselves. But if we talk in a very basic, ultimate way, nothing can steal your peace of mind. What steals our peace of mind, what makes us so upset, is the way we react to what happens. Mm-hmm. Of course, there are tremendously painful, rough things that happen. Loss of job, loss of money, loss of love. That's a big one. Mm-hmm. Rejection is a huge one. These are the things people are so afraid of. Any kind of change is really a big one for people. That people want everything to be stable and secure, and so there are many things outside of ourselves. I mean, something going wrong in a relationship with a child or a worker, yeah, or an employee or employer. That's very nerve-wracking. But I really want to emphasize, the way I do in the course, I want to emphasize to all the listeners, mm-hmm, the thing that really steals your peace of mind is not what happens outside. Oh, it's the way you react to it. Mm. It's your feelings. It's your feelings, your thoughts, your memories. What's going on inside of you is what's stealing your peace of mind. So what we try to do is to help you let that go, help yes, you release it, help you see it in a totally different way, so that no matter what happens, because life just happens, you know, yeah, life happens. We're not going to be able to control that.
That's true.
But we can take charge of how we respond to it, how we view it, how we perceive it. Mm-hmm. And that we have complete control over. And so you can become in a place eventually where things happen and you handle them with compassion and clarity, and you don't have to have your peace of mind stolen.
Boy, that is so profound. It really is.
It's really profound, yeah, and it's really powerful because, you know, a lot of our life we're hiding away from people that we think are going to upset us,
sure,
or situations that are scary. Well, public talking is a big one, by the way, so I understand why people don't want to go on the radio.
Yeah.
Actually, they said that public speaking is one of the main things that causes fear.
Right.
And divorce. I mean, there are so many things, and so when we become so afraid, mm-hmm, of these different things, our life becomes more and more constricted, smaller and smaller,
mm-hmm,
and so it's dangerous. It's dangerous to live that way. It's
yes,
important to see, you know what, my peace of mind is inside me.
Yes, it really is. It's all in our consciousness.
Yes.
And working on that, as you do help people in your book, you know, it'll change how you view the world outside if you work on yourself inside, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. So you don't have to be so afraid of these different things,
mm-hmm,
because you can handle your feelings about them. And if you're feeling calm, if you're feeling steady and balanced within, mm-hmm, no matter what happens, it's not going to steal your peace of mind.
Yeah.
It just won't.
Yep.
If there's a person, a scary person in your life, or an abusive person, or
yeah,
a dominating person,
yeah,
again, just to, sometimes I see people leave those relationships. Very often they'll leave them, and then they meet somebody else just like that all over
right,
again.
All right. And then they think it's about them,
yeah,
right?
Go ahead. I interrupted you.
No,
I'm sorry.
No, I interrupted you. I was just saying that then they think it's about them. And
that's
then
right.
They
run away from, yeah, them and try to find someone else.
Yeah.
But that's not going to ever do the trick.
Yeah.
The trick is to work on how you respond to that situation.
Yep. So true. I'd like to, get into defining the seven principles of peace of mind. And then, you know, what we'll do is we'll get specific into each one because they're so cool and so profound. So what are those seven principles? And then we'll check out the first one, Brenda.
Okay, here we go. And of course, some basic truths. One of the things that steal our peace of mind, or one of the basic principles of peace of mind, is to live from your authentic self.
Ooh.
And usually, see, that's a really powerful one.
Yep.
Because usually we're trying to turn ourselves into a pretzel to get everybody's,
yeah,
approval, right,
yeah,
and to please everyone else.
Mm-hmm.
And so, when we do that, we never can be in a state of peace of mind because we're always worrying and wondering how we're being viewed by others and if we're pleasing someone else or if we're fitting in with the crowd. So one of the very powerful principles of peace of mind is to have the courage to be who you are, to live from the truth of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And that takes practice because we're really trained not to.
Mm-hmm. It's so true.
All through our life. And that I think is principle one. Then you can when you can live from who you really are,
mm-hmm,
not have to pretend all the time to be someone else or
yeah,
live to please others.
Yes.
You're 25 steps ahead.
Yeah.
Okay. Another very big principle of peace of mind. One of the things is to stop. These sound huge, maybe impossible, but there are ways of coming to this. Mm-hmm. One of them is to stop resisting change.
Yes.
We're so afraid of change.
Yep.
Most of us spend our whole life trying to prevent something from changing, keeping the job the same, keeping the family the same, keeping our marriages or our relationships or our partners the same. And all the while, life is nothing but change.
It's true.
So obviously, you're going to really run up against a rock in a hard place like that. So it's learning how to be with change, mm-hmm. and to let go of attachment and grasping to things, to hold on to them.
Yeah.
You know, we're afraid of loss.
Yeah.
And we're terrified that we're going to lose what's so important to us. See, that's a big thing that steals our peace of mind.
Mm-hmm.
And the way to have peace of mind around that is to realize that change is not necessarily loss. It's just change.
Right.
The more we learn how to let go of this grasping and attachment, mm-hmm. and the more we learn how to find our security where it really is, mm-hmm. which is within ourselves, then we really do attain another step of peace. These are all the stepping stones or the principles.
Right.
And another one that I have here as the principle of peace of mind is to stop the self-sabotage. Now,
yes.
That's huge, isn't
yes.
it?
Oh, boy, is it ever.
Because, you know, it seems, and everybody feels embarrassed about it, but mm-hmm. there's no reason to be embarrassed. There seems to be an inborn program in all of us where mm-hmm. we keep ourselves down. We're our own worst enemies. We are sabotaging. We're stopping ourselves. We're judging ourselves. Uh-huh. We're condemning ourselves and others, by the way. Mm-hmm. So stop that.
It's really true.
That's a big, I'm sorry. Did you want to say something?
No, I'm just agreeing with you. It is a big one.
That's just huge. It's just huge. And that's a really beautiful practice to let go. Also, when you can stop others or you're judging others, or you're, then it hits back on you. So then the same thing happens to you. So we have to learn another way of putting it. You could speak about acceptance or allowing.
Yeah.
That's a big principle of peace of mind, to learn how to accept yourself.
Oh, boy.
And to allow things to be as they are for now.
Mm-hmm.
And I say for now, mm-hmm. it doesn't mean you're going to get stuck in something, but when you just accept it and allow it, then you have a chance, then it changes by itself often.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a very big, important point.
Mm-hmm.
You know, another big point is dealing with looking for safety.
Right.
And again,
right.
The reason we don't feel safe is because we have all these feelings of fear inside, of anger inside, mm-hmm. of, you name it,
yeah.
insecurity inside.
Sure.
And what we do to handle them is we push them away. We repress them. We
right.
drink. We party. We look for every possible distraction that we can find.
Yeah.
But that's never going to work. So a principle of peace of mind, strangely enough, is stop hiding from the pain.
Mm-hmm.
Stop hiding from what's the truth of what's going on, and learn how to accept it, learn how to feel it, learn how to face it, and then it will leave. And I write here of a little note that says, pain is not suffering.
Mm.
Suffering is what we add on.
That's right.
to the pain, all the stories and all this stuff. So it's very important to turn around and really be with what's happening and not run away from it.
Yes.
That's a very huge and important principle of peace of mind.
Boy, so you would describe pain then as more of a lesson or a learning, and to embrace it and see how it feels?
You know, it's a lesson.
Yeah.
It's an experience.
Mm-hmm.
We can learn a lot from it, whether or not we like it. Life is full of different kinds of pain. It may be physical. Maybe we'll stub our toe. Maybe a friend will say something. I mean, a million things happen. If we just allow it and don't fight it and resist it, but just experience it, not just
yes.
think about it, but
yes.
experience it, then it can pass through and we can move forward and not dwell on it or obsess about
oh,
it
yeah.
or make up huge stories or call our friends and tell every single one what this person said to us, right?
Yes.
Which is what we usually do when something happens. And in that way, we make it worse, we hold on to it, we make it solid, and we get very trapped.
Yes,
This is a very different way to be with these events.
Mm-hmm.
And that way, comes suffering when we begin to add on to it. Oh, this is going to happen again and again. This person is awful. But we make a whole life story out of it sometimes.
Exactly.
And but if you just accept it in the moment, really feel it and face it, just face it, by which I mean don't run away from it.
Right.
Don't pretend it's something else. Just be with it. And relax into, accept that moment. Then it leaves, and then you, whatever you have to do to handle it, it will arise spontaneously.
Yes.
It's not that you'll be a doormat and people will just abuse you and you'll just feel it.
Right.
You'll feel it. You'll feel it, but the appropriate reaction will arise spontaneously.
Boy,
you're not going to overreact in a rage or whatever in the heat of this, in this moment. It's very, very, very powerful and important point here.
Really is, Brenda. By the way, if you just tuned in here on LA Talk Radio, you're on the couch with Dr. Michelle and my special guest today, Dr. Brenda Shoshana. She is a renowned psychologist, speaker, author of so many books. We're talking about her workshop, which is taking place beginning on May 20th. It's called The Choice, and much of it is based on her book, which we're also talking about today, which is Fearless. The Seven Principles of Peace of Mind. It's a must read, guys. It's comfortable.
Thank you.
Oh, it really is, Brenda. It's comfortable and so very helpful.
And has lots of exercises right in the book, a lot of which we do in the workshops and in the programs I have. I mean, you can pick up that book and really, God willing, get a lot of assistance from it.
Yes.
And I hope that was my wish anyway. It really was.
Well, I think you're achieving that, actually. Really.
Thank you, Michelle. So another really big principle. I love this one. This is really one that I love for peace of mind.
Yep.
Is to do deeds of love. Bless others. You know, when we're with something in a situation that is painful or upsetting, I just send love to that person or the Christmas situation. I send love. I say, I bless you. I honor the divine in you. Any way you want to word it that feels good for you. And I just surround myself and them and the situation in an atmosphere of love. And that's why I also say to do deeds of love. To give to others what you want them to give to you.
Yes.
That's a huge one, and it's so fulfilling. The strange thing is, it is so fulfilling. When you do that, you don't really want it anymore. You feel like you have it. Isn't that interesting?
It is so interesting.
If you're longing and longing for someone to say, you know, approve of you or say something nice about you or give you, do that for them. But do it honestly, not in a hokey way.
Yeah, exactly. A hokey way. That's very cute.
Do deeds of love, by which I don't mean all, you know, sentimental kind of, oh, I love you, I love you. I mean, really be there for another person when they need you. Really listen when they speak. I mean, just get yourself out of the way and be available to that other human being. Usually, and another way of looking at it, you know, when you think what steals our peace of mind, the number one thing that steals our peace of mind is what I call our self-centered mind. It's called the monkey mind or the self. We're so self-absorbed. All we think about is me, me, me. How is this going to affect me? How am I going to do this? It's you know, we're constantly absorbed with ourselves, and by letting that go and really caring about another person, I mean, like thinking, well, what can I do? This is something I do every morning. It puts me in the best mood. I find two people and that I know, and I say, well, what can I do today to make those two people's day wonderful? Just to surprise them.
Yes.
And it's so much fun. And it's great thinking that way. It takes me right out of my own head. What can I do to really surprise this one and that one and do something just out of the blue that's wonderful that will make their day wonderful?
That is so
cool. And believe me, that's better than any antidepressant around.
Yes, you're so right, Brenda.
It really cheers you up. You feel happy. You feel valued. And the love flows through you. So if you're feeling you're not getting love, well, it's in you. And as you give it to another, you receive it as well. And you feel like, and I do this a lot. I do this a lot. And it's fun thinking up things. And it's even interesting to think, what would make that other person's day wonderful? We never usually think that way. But it's fascinating.
Well, you know what, Brenda? I received an email here from Karen, and shall we try to answer her question?
Absolutely.
All right. Karen writes, Brenda, how can we do deeds of love with people who have hurt us in the past and yet they continue to rely on us for help.
Oh, that's a beautiful, beautiful question. Oh, that's a beautiful question. First of all, those are the ones that it's most important to do it with. And, you know, they've hurt you in the past. That was in the past. I'm not repressing or denying what happened in the past. I know you felt pain. But what the problem for you now is that the anger that you're still holding on inside toward them, and that anger or that resentment, it's hurting you.
Yes.
That's
yes.
the most important thing to see. When we don't forgive someone and when we hold anger towards someone, the one who's pained by it is us.
Is that true?
So by doing the deed of love, in a way, you're kind of beginning the process of releasing that anger and hurt and maybe forgiving them.
Yes.
Now when I say to release the anger and hurt and to forgive them, people get scared. Okay, then I'm going to be abused forever.
Right.
No, I don't mean that.
Yeah.
Once the anger is released, or once you're being able to give them, you know, perform deeds of love, which doesn't mean you have to feel the love.
Right.
It just means you do the deeds of love. It's interesting. Then, you know, once you begin to do that and release the anger, you yourself will feel so much better, and you will not allow any abuse to continue.
Yes.
You don't have to allow, this doesn't mean allow yourself to be continually hurt. It means the opposite.
Yes.
Because once the anger is gone and you are being loving toward them, you spontaneously will not allow any destructive or negative behavior towards yourself, because you will also learn to respect and love yourself. When you're behaving this way, you really do begin to respect and love yourself. So it's one thing to help someone appropriately and give to them. It's another to allow them to manipulate you or to drain your energy. So it's very interesting. And the more you release your own negative feelings, the more you'll see what the right action to take is.
Okay. Thank you so much, Karen, for emailing us. If you would like to email my special guest, Dr. Brenda Shoshana, a question, please do so at docmichelle with two L's at AOL.com. That's docmichelle@AOL.com. Of course, I invite you, if you would like to be bold and be on the air live right now on LA Talk Radio, you can call in 323-203-0815. Brenda, I had a question, was briefly, it was about pertaining to Karen's question.
Yeah.
You know, doing deeds of love, do we have to sort of like or even try to love ourselves first before we can do deeds of love?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
Because, you know, that's like, it's a great, great question.
Yes.
You know, because people are waiting. When I like myself better, I'll be this way. When I, no, these are the deeds. This will make you like yourself better.
Okay. This
will cause you to respect yourself and like yourself better. Another, you know, there's a beautiful, beautiful quote which goes, I believe it's by Kabir, a feeling that is here one moment and gone the next cannot be called love.
So
true. Now that's powerful. Isn't that beautiful?
I'll repeat it
because it's one of my favorite little poems. Mm-hmm. A feeling that is here one moment and gone the next cannot be called love.
Mm.
And so many of us get so confused because we think, well, I get this question all the time. Oh, my God, we were madly in love, and now it's gone. Where did the love go?
Right.
But it didn't go anywhere because it wasn't even love. Because just feelings of infatuation, excitement, attachment, those are great feelings, and we want those lovely feelings sometimes.
Yes.
But feelings always come and go. They're like the wind in the trees.
Right.
The love is not a feeling, as I see it. Love is a process. Love is full of actions.
Yes.
And love expresses itself through actions. So it doesn't matter really what you feel. You can still do deeds of love, and you can still behave in a certain way toward others and yourself. And then a deeper feeling of love, which is like karuna or compassion or oneness with others, will begin to emerge. You don't have to be dependent on your present feelings in terms of how you act.
That's profound. It really is.
And it's important, because otherwise you sit all day and wait for the right feeling to come.
It's true.
And if it goes, then it's all over.
Right. I'm still waiting here.
It just came for 5 minutes and it went.
But
none of that means that feelings are really just energy forms that flow through us like the wind.
Yes.
And we hold on we make it much more important. And that's why we do quite a bit of releasing, is which to identify that when you know, and just to let the flow in and flow out. Keep it, keep the flowing going.
Yeah, I like that. Keep the flowing going.
Brenda, don't hold on. Don't get stuck with them.
In your principle, which is you call number six here, you say let go of control and domination.
That's very important.
How do we do that?
And one of the biggest, we work on that quite a bit in the workshop. Good. And that's one of the biggest things that steal our peace of mind, that we want to control others. Mm. We want to control ourselves. We want to control the world. We think we know better.
Yep.
If something doesn't work out the way we like it, we have tantrums of all different kinds.
Yes.
And we try to control until it happens that way again. What people don't see is that fierce control is hate and not love, number one.
Yes.
If someone is trying to control you or you're trying to control them, you don't love that person. You're just trying to use them so you could feel safe or you could feel good.
Yep.
And it twists you up. I mean, there's so many phobias and illnesses, and God knows what comes from this, this really maniacal craving to control and to dominate. So that's one of the biggest things we work on, to let that go, and then trust begins to develop. We can't really trust life or trust ourselves or trust anything until we really practice this.
It's such a really important concept, because I think everyone has to work on knowing that we can't really control anything or anyone, or except ourselves and our minds and our actions. But you know, trying to do that with others, it does create sickness, and it is linked with that ego, which
it's dominating. You're possessing someone. It's not love.
No,
it's just love. It's hate.
Yep.
Because love is, you know, there's a beautiful saying that this lovely woman, Virginia, who was one of my early old teachers years ago, she used to say, love is Virginia Lloyd. She would say, love is wanting for the other what they want for themselves, even if you're not the one able to give it to them.
Mm-hmm. It's so true.
Isn't that true? I mean, if you love someone, you want the best for them. You want what they want, what you want of them for your own personal self. Again, the self-centered mind, your own selfish needs.
And yes, in a lot of relationship therapy, when I see couples and we've worked on it and established what each one's goals are and what keeps them in this constant state of conflict, and when one of the partner expresses that they need to do other things and they need to explore other things, and I'm not talking about having an affair, even that possibly, I guess, but you know, just sort of getting out of this relationship that's not healthy, I think that is a loving thing to do sometimes. That is the definition of
a gift to bless. If you really love the person and it's not working for them, or they need time, or they need to do other things, if you really love them, you'll say, please, I want the best for you. I want you to, you know, because we do grow, we do change, and how we feel 3 years ago, we may have other needs. And if you want to use a relationship to squelch someone, if the relationship is big enough, if there's enough space for people to grow in it, that's so wonderful. Mm. And then the person might not have to leave the whole relationship. They could just have space to explore other issues, other interests. But unfortunately, as you say, you know, people are very threatened by change and by giving a partner space. I'm not talking about a sexual relationship. I mean, just to have space to go to meetings, to learn new things, to travel, whatever they need to do.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And that's not love, in a sense. I mean, you know, because a lot of relationships are all about security, keeping yourself safe and secure, holding on to your partner, your life, your this, your that.
Mm-hmm.
And that, in the process, you could really suffocate and crush something that could have been very beautiful.
Right. By the way, if you just tuned in here on LA Talk Radio, you're on the couch with Dr. Michelle and my special guest, author, speaker, renowned psychologist, Dr. Brenda Shoshana. And today we're talking about her workshop, which we'll give you more information about at the end of the show. It's called The Choice. It's coming up on May 20th. And it has to do with learning so many of the principles in her book, Fearless, The 7 Principles of Peace of Mind, which, by the way, is a must read. If you would like to email me and ask a question to Brenda, you can do so at Doc Michelle right this second. DOC Michelle with two L's at AOL.com. DOC Michelle at AOL.com. If I don't get to your question, please be patient. It means we have a lot logging coming in, and I want to get as many, you know, points out there for you as I can from Brenda. So we will get to some of your questions. Also, if you'd like to call live if you have a question, 323-203-0815. That's the way to go. And Brenda, you know, we're talking also about your seventh principle now, and this is a tough one for me because you are encouraging readers to discover their perfect nature and become a friend.
A true friend, yes.
Explain what that's about.
Well, you know, there's, again, a beautiful quote. This is by Rumi, I think, who says, yeah. Meeting the all of life, meeting the friend is the true treasure. And by friend, I mean becoming a friend to yourself, yeah. to life.
Yes.
To everything that happens, you know, we live with a very, very limited and false pictures about who we are,
yes.
and who other people are. Mm. As I said a little bit earlier, you know, we meet people, either we want to use them, or we're networking with them, or we judge them, or we categorize them, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's how we filter our experiences.
Right.
But this is about when you discover your true nature, then you can become a true friend, and a friend doesn't really look at you like that. A friend doesn't look at you, how can you be of use to me? A friend is really there for the other, really there with kind of what we could call unconditional love or unconditional regard, someone you can depend on, someone who is true and honest. It's becoming who you really are, which is, I work on the basis that all of us are really incredibly beautiful beings, just covered over with a lot of different stuff sometimes.
Boy, is that true?
Or not in touch with it. You know, what I call it in the workshop is, for each of us, there is a one within who knows the way.
Boy,
That's what I like to call it.
Yep.
So we need to really allow the one within who knows the way to grow, to have a voice, to become a very strong part of our, to lead our lives,
yes.
to guide us, to direct us, to kind of take over our lives. And that one within who knows the way is a true friend. It is a true friend. She is, he is. And also to become a true friend to ourselves, that one within is not harmful. It's not going to sabotage you or anyone else. It's not going to be greedy and hurtful.
Yes.
And so the process is meeting. That's what Rumi meant when he said, to meet the true friend is the real treasure in life.
Mm.
To really meet that within ourselves and become that and live to be a friend to life. You know, are we really a friend to all of life? That's an incredible question.
That is
do
a great
we really
question.
Want to be there for life, to serve it, to care for it, to take care of life? I mean, in the Zen tradition, there's a Zen master, Uchi Amaroshi, who speaks about developing the parental mind.
Yes.
Now, that's the same thing as being a real true friend.
Yes.
It's the mind that really wants to love and care for and nourish all of life.
It's that healthy parental mind.
Right. Yeah, parental mind meaning the mind that wants to nourish and to guide and care. Yes, absolutely. It's just another way of languaging it.
No, it's so true.
Like calling it the true friend.
I love that. We received another email from Heather, and she said, when you talk about the ways to allow the one within, are you talking about getting in touch with the God within us? That's what she has here.
Well, you know, I mean, I would say yes. I mean, you can call it that. I mean, different people react in so many different ways to language. We could call it the God within. We could call it the spirit, the soul. You can call it whatever you call it. You know, some people respond to one way of languaging it, and some people respond to another, but absolutely, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I would say that which is divine within us, the divine sparks within us.
Mm-hmm. All right, Heather, thank you so much for emailing us and asking that question. You know, Brenda, with so many things in the world to try and manage these days, we were talking about that at the top of the show. We have personal issues, unresolved old junk from the past, and family and employment, financial, social stress. How can we learn to say goodbye? I mean, you know, it's easy to talk about it, but how can we sort of learn to say goodbye to those unwanted fears?
Well, that's, you know, that's a beautiful question, and that's what we, that's a practice, and that's what we do really in the choice. I'll tell you how, what one of the, we'll kind of go over it, you know, briefly or summarize. I mean, it's actually a life practice,
yes.
But as of how we can say goodbye to them or how we can let them go is to, number one, realize that these fears and these feelings of sorrow maybe or fear, they're just feelings.
Mm-hmm.
They're not who we are.
Yeah.
They're lying to us, as I said in the book. Fear is a bully. It lies. It's a liar. It's
yes.
a bully.
Yes.
But when a feeling of fear comes up, it will say to you, oh, this isn't safe. This person's dangerous. They're going to kill you.
Mm.
Many, many, many things. And in the very worst form, you'd be see tremendous paranoia, right?
Yeah.
A person, the whole world is against them.
Oh, yeah.
So see, these feelings bring illusions or delusions upon us. If you can see, turn around and stop when they come and not listen to the things they tell you and not run away from the feeling, but just stop and say, okay, I am stronger than the feeling. The feeling is just a feeling passing through me. I'm senior to that, and I am going to let it go.
Yes.
And you simply go into your body, not into the story that the feeling is telling you, but into your body and allow yourself to just feel it. The minute you do that, it's like, you know, when you face a bully, it starts to weaken and back away.
Yeah, yeah.
A little in the schoolyard, the big bullies, and then a bully gets its power over you by your fear. You're giving them power because you're scared of them. The minute you turn around and say, oh, yeah. That bully begins to back away. So the same with the feeling of fear. You just face it. You feel it. And the minute you say, okay, let me feel this. What are you really that trying to rule my life and dominate my life? You let yourself feel it. And then you say, okay, thank you for coming. Now you can leave.
Yes.
And just tell it to go and just allow yourself to experience the energy just leaving through your body.
Mm-hmm.
And it will. It has to, because if you tell it to leave, it has to go, or if you allow it to leave.
Yes.
And also, just by experiencing it, you take the power out of it. It begins to dissolve itself.
You know, it's really true. It's feeling it, feeling it, feeling it. And you may have to say, I allow you to leave many times when it continues.
Thousands of times.
The repetition.
But
yes.
each time you do say it, mm-hmm. and each time the feeling does leave, whatever leaves is gone.
Yes.
And you're that much freer. Yet will more pop up? Possibly, of course, naturally, because we hold on to fear hundreds of lifetimes, hundreds of years. We've got a lot in us. But whatever's gone, we're better and freer. And the more that comes up, we just let it go and let it go.
Yes.
And it becomes easier to do that as we do it.
Oh, yes. I once had a Taekwondo master who was just, I praise this man. He was lovely. He used to say, carry the Qigong spirit with you, let it wash through you, let it go.
You just, fabulous.
You know,
that's the same way of saying the same thing.
Yeah.
That's so beautiful.
It really is. So just allowing it to pass through.
And the Qigong or Qigong spirit is a spirit of strength, courageousness, right? And knowing that you are senior to these feelings, that you can let it just flow right through you.
It is so true. And repetitive practice of that is what will help heal you. Why do you think so many of us want to hang on, though, and not allow that to leave us? What is that about, Brenda?
Because, you know what, a lot of people think that the fear makes them safe. I better feel, and in a way, you know, we're really programmed to believe that.
Yeah.
You know, that we're programmed viscerally. Well, if I feel the fear, you know, the flight reaction that we have programmed to feel, I better no, I better be afraid because then I'll know there's danger there, and then I can run away from the danger.
Yes.
That's like old instinctive programming.
Boy,
and people
true.
Really, really feel that if they hold on to the fear, they're going to be safe.
Yes.
And they'll be protected. They don't realize that what makes them unsafe is the feeling of fear. Because they feel fear, and they don't know what to do, and they can't see what the possibilities are. The feeling clouds their discriminating mind.
Yes.
And so it's just the opposite.
Mm-hmm.
It's just exactly the opposite. The fear makes them safe, and they get very confused by it. So it is hard for many in the beginning to just step back and start to do it. But once you start doing it,
yes.
you'll see how wonderful it is, and you'll see how much better you feel,
mm-hmm.
And then it won't be as hard to do it. But there are times we all get stuck on it. You know, we'll get stuck on anger.
Mm-hmm.
Some people
sure.
are very identified with being the angry person.
Right.
It's their whole identity.
Sure.
And they don't want to let their identity go. There are many, many, many things, many components here. You know, it's very good to have a group to do this with, or a few friends to do it with, or a guide to do it with, to help you really just get rolling. And there are tape programs that can help you with that, too. There are many lovely releasing tape programs.
Yes.
That I really recommend them. I know that Larry Crane has a wonderful program on releasing
yes.
called The Release Technique, and also Hale Dwoskin has one called The Sedona Method.
Ooh,
and those,
yes.
those are programs you can listen to, actual CDs, which will really help you get the gist of it.
Boy, is that true. And by the way, folks, if you just tuned in here, you're listening to On the Couch. That's Dr. Michelle. And my special guest today is Dr. Brenda Shoshana. And she's talking about actually her workshop, which is entitled The Choice. And also that's coming up on May 20th. And we'll tell you more about that in just a bit. And also it also pertains to her book, Fearless, The Seven Principles of Peace and Mind, which I guess to just summarize, it's try to be who we are. Let go of attachments and grasping. These are all the things you're going to learn, by the way, in the workshop and also her book, people. Try to recognize and find the voices within. Also, finding a safe harbor for yourself. Trying to find peace of mind by showing deeds of love. That's a big one. That's so important. Also, trying to let go of control. That's number six. Don't be so dominating. It's okay. And also, discover your perfect nature and become a friend to yourself. We're all our own best friends, and that's not narcissism. It's just at the beginning.
No, it's the opposite of narcissism.
Exactly.
Narcissists, they can't even know that there's another person there. They can't identify with anybody else's feelings or needs. They're all locked into their own world.
Mm.
To become a friend is to really become empathic and kind and open to others.
That's so true. So, Brenda, how can people get in touch with you, find out more about your workshop, and also get a hold of your book?
I just want to mention, I'm excited to say we're starting a little spiritual counseling program.
Ooh.
For therapists and any counselor, anybody who's ministers, counselors, priests, anyone who works with others using these principles, but teaching them how to do counseling. It's called Encountering the Self, and it's a lovely, lovely way of working with patients and clients. And for nurses, if they want it. I just feel such a need to infuse these principles in the helping professions.
Thank you so much for that, by the way. I've been reading all of your points on Encountering the Self website.
Yeah, it's really important. You know, it's
so
really
good.
Important for, you know,
it really
these are so, because people do take on counseling positions and roles of authority, and they're so easy to fall into different ways that are actually harmful.
Well,
so,
it's true.
Anyway, but the way to reach me is at my email is top speaker@yahoo.com.
Yep.
And the website for the choice, but you know, you can look at my website, which is www.drshoshana.com, shoshana.com.
Mm-hmm.
Email me, contact me. There are a lot of things happening. I'd be happy to hear from you.
Super, Brenda. Well, thank you so much for being such a great guest today. As always, the time goes really
fast. I always
love
talking to you, Michelle. It's my honor. It's a great pleasure to talk We have to get together and meet one day.
We do. We absolutely do. I'll come on out to you. I love New York.
Okay, you do. That'd be great.
All right.
Love to see you. Well, I wish you a beautiful, beautiful day, and the listeners a beautiful day, and thank you for this opportunity.
Oh, you're so welcome, Brenda. Likewise. Take care now. All right. Okay. That's Dr. Bye-bye. Dr. Brenda Shoshana again. And if you would like to listen to the show, if you just caught little snippets of it or you got some concepts that sparked your interest, would you just kind of like go ahead and download it? It'll be available tomorrow for replay or download whatever you'd like. Also, all my shows are available here at iTunes. You can just click on that link if you'd like to just take your iPod, chill out, listen to some iTunes. You can find me on the couch with Dr. Michelle. How's that? Sounds good to me. All right. Next week, more great stuff for you to learn more about yourself. Don't forget, pick up Fearless, the 7 Principles of Peace of Mind. It's a really good book. I really have nothing to gain from this, honestly, folks. Except my peace of mind to help you out. As I always say, take good care of yourself first. Then you'll be great for others. And take the actions to reach out and give love too. Take care. Bye-bye.